To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, Chiefs fans, welcome back in to Sports Daily here. Jake Ballbrock, TJ Cleland with you on this Tuesday morning after a Monday Night Football game that left us all scratching our heads. We spent the last hour venting. We'll still do that in this hour about how annoying that loss was last night. So we'll also take you through. I'll tell you why I don't think in the grand scheme it's the end of the world. And we'll see if you agree. You can leave us your video comments, Facebook, YouTube X. You can call us 869-1240. Max Powers got that ready for you to rock and roll. It's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served on a split top bun, chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We asked a question, TJ. What in the world happened to Chris Jones on that last play? You might have an answer. What'd you find?
I do. Chris Jones, we have the quotes in our email here from what they said in the post-game press conference. Somebody asked him what he saw during Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence's game-winning touchdown. He said, "I thought multiple times that we had him," which is what you said, Jacob. "We've just got to finish. We've just got to finish. Multiple guys there that just have to finish the play. It was a fluke play for him to be able to break that many tackles. Yeah, I put it on us as a defense. We've got to finish. We've got to bring him down on that."
So I thought we had him. I need to follow up with him. Like, you thought he was down?
I know.
Or you just thought somebody else was going to tackle
him? Yeah, I don't know.
Because if you just thought somebody else was going to tackle him, that's not acceptable. Yeah. If you thought he was down, that's a totally different story. Not correct, but different, I think, and there's more acceptable.
That was an interesting post game. Did you see the Patrick Mahomes comments that he said,
"No,
we've already lost too many games"?
They have already lost too many games. It's a team that lost one for real game last year. They've lost three this year. Could very easily be four. Look, that was excruciating last night. So many weird parts of that, so many places that cannot continue to do those things. The Chiefs have had a penalty problem all year. Maybe this is just a team that's going to have penalty problems. The Chiefs had kicking issues all year. Maybe this is just a team that has going to have kicking issues. Special teams issues. You know, the defense, I do think, was closer to the defense that we saw is going to be closer to what the defense ultimately is. I think they'll have games where they are good, and I think they'll have games where they'll give up a lot of points. But to me, the biggest reason why I'm kind of like, I wake up and I'm like, you know what? It's not that big a deal. The Chargers are the decimated right now with injury. They're down like three or four offensive linemen. They're down two top running backs for a team that wants to run the ball. I hope Justin Herbert makes it through this season healthy. But they're not going to be, I'll be stunned if they're able to overcome all these injuries. I do not watch the Broncos, and I know they just beat the Eagles. I get it. But to me, that's a team the Chiefs can beat twice. So, like, and the biggest thing for me is the number one most glaring, insanely bad reason they did not three-peat as Super Bowl champions was because of the offensive line. And the offensive line looks pretty good. The offensive line looks good. Kingsley Suamataia looks good at left guard. Like, their line looks good. And as their line looks good, and as they get Rashi Rice back to add into an offense that, quite frankly, doesn't even need him right now, they are going to be the offensive juggernaut, at least that I thought they would be coming into this year. You know, the whole time it was like, if they fix offensive line, they are going to be near impossible to stop. Maybe that gives, you know, Andy Reid more confidence to go for it on those fourth downs that he didn't go for yesterday, that we all kind of were like, that's interesting. I don't know why that, I don't know. Maybe it was because they were on the road. I'm not real sure why he did that. They're going to be very difficult to stop. They're difficult to stop right now. The last two games with Worthy back, with the line kind of finding its groove. I mean, you're talking about an offense, TJ, that's going to have Travis Kelce as maybe the third option in the pass game, maybe the fourth. Tyquan Thornton is a thing, and he's not going anywhere. Like, how if the line can block it up and you split Kelce out wide, and let's say Breshard Smith is in the game, how is a defense, if you can't get a ton of pressure on the quarterback, are you going to stop Mahomes when he has five options and is a quarterback that can get through all five reads? If their line holds up, they're going to score 25, 26 points a game.
Yeah. I think that the biggest takeaway, I don't think that it's the fact of, you know, that this is going to be a lingering thing. Like I said, like, I think it's the same thing as what we saw in the K-State. I mean, the offense looked good. Like, the offense is good. And like you said, everything that you're saying is correct. The offensive line is better than it was last year. The running back room is better than it was last year. Kareem Hunt looked great last night. He might be the RB1, which is a whole other conversation.
He looked great on one run.
I'll argue that forever. I think he's still better than Pacheco back there, honestly. Which, that's a whole other thing. We don't have time for that argument.
We got an hour to underreact.
But they're good. Like, the wide receivers are good. The line is good. Patrick Mahomes is playing probably the best that we've seen since 2022, I'd imagine. Like, they're going to be good. It's the fact. I mean, I don't even know if you want to. I think that you're correct. I think that they still have an ample chance to win the AFC West. I think it's the fact of, where do you want to be whenever it gets to playoff time? You know, I mean, you got
two, and those are two different conversations.
I think that's what I'm saying. And I think the AFC West is fine. Like, the AFC West is not as good as I think we thought it was going to be. And that's partly due to injury on the Chargers back.
Yep.
But like, I think they could still win that and do that. But I think, do you want to be play in a wild card game? What do you want to do here?
That's where we have two different things happening, I think. I think it's not as damning in the regular season as we thought it was going to be if they are to come out of this stretch 2-4. And that they're favorites against the Lions, by the way. So there's that part of it. I think they're fine to get there. Like, when this all started, it was like, man, 2-4 is going to be tough to overcome with the schedule they still have to play. So I get it. I get it. But the playoffs are different. That's where we become far more concerned about penalties, about special teams blunders, a big part of the Chiefs' run to these Super Bowls is that they are nails in the kicking game. But how many big kicks has Butker made on the way to these Super Bowls?
One day, let's just dedicate 2 hours to Harrison Butker.
Think about big games, though, like he's been one of the biggest parts of their wins. So if he's not going to be there this year, that shrinks your margin for error big time. Like he has been critical to their success over these years. Like if he doesn't have it this year, that's a big problem. It's a big problem. The holds on returns, like they don't have the defense that's going to let them do that. I that's the part of it. Like when I think about the regular season, I do think everything is going to be fine. When I think about the postseason, though, that's where it gets really troubling. You brought up the run game, and Jim points out that Pat's the leading rusher. He's making fun of the run game. And if you took away, TJ, the 33-yard run for Kareem Hunt last night, he has 6 carries for 16 yards. And Pacheco, if you take away his 16-yard run, has 6 carries for 20 yards. So, like, they may be able to break some off now and then, but that's not how the run game helps them.
I mean, they're not going to win games because of it, but I'm saying it's better than it was last year.
But I don't think it's better than it was last year. I think
they just decided to run the ball more.
They had to. It's flawed. Which is good. It's very flawed. The on one hand, the good news is they don't have to run the ball. They could literally not run the ball and they would be just fine this year. Not in the postseason, though. Not if the defense isn't going to be very good. And that's where, like, if they're going to be a penalty-ridden team, if they're going to be a defensive team that can't, you know, that can't hold opponents under 20 or whatever they've been so good at the last 2 years, that's where you really think about that run game and helping your defense out that way, controlling the clock. Now, they may be able to figure out a way to do that through the pass game. And I think that that's possible, but man, like you think about a cold weather game for the Chiefs in January and they can't run the ball at all and they can't play defense very well. Like that's where I think that's where we could see the trouble really bite them in the butt. They're going to be fine in the regular season. They're going to score a billion points the rest of the way if that line is as good as it's looked the last 2 weeks. But that's a different thing than when you get to the postseason.
Yeah, I think that that's a two-part thing. I think that there's what you're talking about here, and I agree. I think that the reason the Chiefs have gone to 3 straight Super Bowls is the fact of, oh, here, I got the Chiefs game on. Harrison Butker just kicked it out of bounds. I had to go back and watch that, make sure I wasn't crazy. We're out of time. We'll talk about this more.
But we're going to continue. We've got some comments we're going to get to. You can chime in, Chiefs fans. We're trying to take this and look big picture. Little picture, that was as bad a loss as you could possibly imagine. Big picture, though, how bad is it really? That's what we're trying to dive through this hour. 869-1240 if you want to call. You can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app. You can also chime in Facebook, YouTube, X. Find it however you find us. We'll be right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey, if you want to win some iced tea right now, way to brighten your day. If you're angry at the Chiefs, you can text to win right now the keyword tea to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free iced tea to HTO in East or West Wichita or in Derby. You can enter once per day, message and data rates apply. That's tea to the short code 20357. More than 25 flavors to choose from. Good luck, everybody. We got a lot to sort through here. So maybe the Chiefs were hung over from staying up too late listening to the new Taylor Swift album. I don't know. Maybe they were all too focused on giving the appropriate amount of grief to Travis Kelce for a certain song on there. I can't figure out how everybody, like, collectively made the kinds of mistakes that they made collectively. It's odd. It was one of the stranger games I've ever seen. Chris Jones not even giving any effort on a play. Patrick Mahomes with a pick six in a game where he seemed like he could do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. The holds on returns, the kick out of bounds, like all of it. collectively, the penalties was just bleh. How does everybody come in and make those kinds of mistakes and lose a game that they should have won by double digits? I don't know how that happens.
I don't know.
I think that it's not something you count on from a team that's found as much success as they've found. I think that they are plenty talented to do whatever it is that they want to do this year. We'll get to some comments here. Jim on Facebook, and this is, I think, in reference to my point that I think they'll beat the Broncos twice and the AFC West will be fine. He said, didn't the Broncos beat them by 38 last year and they only lost by a block chip shot last year? One loss next week and you're tied with the Raiders. Yes, they did have the block field goal in the game against the Broncos. The 38-point loss was in the final game of the season. The Chiefs didn't play anybody. They took the week off because they were headed into the postseason and had things secured. But yeah, look, I know that this is going to come back to bite me on the Broncos. I think that they're good and I think they're dangerous. And I absolutely think they could win the AFC West, but I think the Chiefs are better. That's it. That's it. I mean, that's what it is for me. I think the Chiefs are better than the Broncos. So the optimistic take is not a hard one to find today for the regular season. Not so much either because of like what the Chiefs are doing, but because of what's happening around them. Here's the other really crap part about last night. The Bills lost, right? Like the Chiefs could have been one game behind the Bills, essentially. And for a one seed, because we all think the Bills are going to be the team to beat for a one seed because their division's not that great. Man, they'd have been right there. Now, I don't know. That may be out the window now. I don't know that I think the Bills are going to lose, you know, three games, four games. So that may be back off the table. But the AFC West is not off the table at all. It's very much on the table.
I think the bigger conversation, I don't think they're going to get the one seed. The bigger conversation is the fact of where do you want to be seeded throughout the playoffs? Like, you know, you don't want to be in the sixth seed or something heading in or anything like that. Like that's the question that I'm more worried about than the AFC West. I'd rather get a better chance to have a home game in the conference championship game. I'd rather be a two or three. And that way, like if the Bills lose, then you're hosting again. Like I'd rather fight for that. Right. You know, and it may not happen, but at least you can get that divisional game at home. Like that's what I would be playing for right now. Like AFC West, I think they'll be fine. I think they can do that. But right now there's three teams with four wins in the AFC. So it's who's going to fall down? When is it going to level out and where are the Chiefs going to land?
I think by the time this is all said and done, it really depends on the Lions this week. The Chiefs are either going to have probably five or six losses in this regular season. So they're going to need to beat Denver twice if they're going to win the AFC West, because Denver, you have to think about like if the Chiefs are going to have five or six, and I do think the Chiefs are going to have five or six, Denver's 3-2. That means two of those, you know, you need two of those losses to get them also to that area. You've got to beat them. But the reality is, and I'm just saying the AFC West is still on the table. I don't really care. I just need the Chiefs just need to get there. Where they play, who they play, like when we get to that end of the season part, you've got to beat them all anyway. So, you know, like they've shown us they can go on the road and win in the playoffs. So it doesn't, they just have to get to the postseason to me is the part that they're not getting a bye. They're not going to do any of that, I don't think. So it's like, okay, well, can they just get to the postseason? And I think the answer to that is very clearly yes. It will be tough. Like, look, and I'm not trying to downplay. If they don't beat Detroit and they go 2-4, how many losses can you have? Because 7 is fringy, right? 10-7 is real fringy. 11-6 is usually safe. So then it's like, can you go through the rest of the season with the schedule that you play, only losing two more games? You've got a game at Buffalo. You've got the two games against Denver. You've got a game at Dallas. Indianapolis looks good now.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think there's reason to sweat.
Well, it's annoying because last night should have eliminated a lot of that. You're also, you're eliminating any wiggle room that you might have. The Chiefs hopefully will get healthy for the first time in 2 weeks. What are the chances in the NFL they stay healthy? Probably low, right? Very low. They're a left tackle injury away from disaster here. And it doesn't even have to be a serious one now. It could be missed 2 games and disaster. They're taking away the wiggle room. The pressure to win the Lions game is far more to me than it has been in any game that they've played this year. If they can, because if they lose it, there's almost no more margin for error. If they win it, they'll have a little cushion back in a little bit. So as Jason on YouTube says, that he went to bed in such a bad mood, thanks for the pep talk. The team's not good enough to overcome mistakes like in the year past, at least until... I'm not intending to pep talk anybody. That's not the intent. I'm concerned about penalties. I'm concerned about special teams eliminating the margin that the offense could build them to make up for a defense that's not going to be as good. Like, so for me, when I think about the Chiefs, and this is what I thought coming into the year, the defense is not going to be as good, but the offense will be way better and it will make up for it. And I do think that that is the case. And I think that's what we're going to see. I think this will be one of, if not the best offenses in football. And I think the defense will take a step back. It's a question of whether the offense can, you know, whether the gain in offense overcomes the loss in defense. But it'll be close, I think. What it's not going to do is make up for penalties, and it's not going to make up for special teams mistakes. We didn't bake that in, right? We didn't bake that into projections this year for the Chiefs. And it's something, it isn't just a one game thing, right? They've been far too penalized all year long. They have made special teams blunders in every game that they've played. And in some cases, it's cost them games. Cost them a game last night, and it may, you could consider that it cost them the Eagles game. Mahomes has thrown 2 costly interceptions. One of them was his fault last night. One was probably Travis Kelce's fault, although I contend that wasn't a great pass on that Kelce pick in that game. So I just like they're yes, I think the offense will make up for the defensive deficiencies that they'll see this year ultimately. I'm not sure anything makes up if you're going to continue to make the silly mistakes that they've been making. That is going to be that'll be the tougher part to overcome. So do you think they can get through that or not? I guess becomes the question. Can they eliminate some of those things? We're now, you know, what are we, 5 games into this thing? And it's continued to be a problem. It wasn't really a problem, I guess, in the Ravens game as much, but it's been a problem in every other game.
That's what the other part of this, I said earlier in the show that it's a two-part equation here, is that right now the first part that you can be a little sweaty about is the fact of where are they going to land in this playoff picture, because you don't want to play, I don't know who it's going to be, the Colts, so whoever's going to be a 3 or whoever, I don't know what the team you want to name out there, the Chargers, if they get healthy.
It'll probably be the Colts.
Something like that. Some team that had a really good regular season. You don't want to have to play them in the first round. Like, that's the whole point of what you work for towards this postseason. And then when you get in it, like you were saying earlier as well, Jacob, is that the fact of the Chiefs in the playoffs, like the reason that they win so many of those games is because they just don't make mistakes. Like, the other teams always just unravel and the Chiefs just stay steady, and that's what they do so well. They don't lose games. They let you lose the game. And the Chiefs don't really win games that often either in recent years, but they just don't lose games. And they lost the game last night, and I think that is why you could sweat a little bit thinking about if this is going to be a thing, you know, like, we get down to the nitty-gritty of this, that the Chiefs don't do that. So I don't know how that's going to play out whenever you get to that point of the season.
So I'm with you. Two years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago where we were kind of entering. It was the portion of the season where they lost like 3 out of 5 or whatever it was. And it seemed like everything was falling out. And I'm like, it's going to be fine. Like, they're going to be just fine with this defense and Mahomes and Kelce and Reed in the postseason. Like, don't bet against the Chiefs. And it almost like, I get that that could have sounded annoying, but I believed it 100%. This isn't that case. Like, I'm not sitting here saying everything's going to be fine. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Don't worry about it. There's a lot to be worried about now. Like, it's not their defense, I'm afraid, is not going to be very good, TJ. Like, it's not even going to be that it's not elite anymore. I think there's a chance that it's not good. Like it's below average. And that is a problem.
I feel like you've completely changed your, like you came in saying that like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine in the regular season. No, it's going to be fine in the regular season. I'm talking about to win a Super Bowl now.
I don't know. I don't think I agree. I think that I feel more confident now than I did during the span where they were only beating teams by fluky things that happened last year. Like I think
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. And here's why, because what they faced last year that was staring at us in the face was unsolvable. Their offensive line. There was no way for them to fix that. And we watched them overcome it each and every week. But last year, the problem for this team it was the most obvious, unsolvable problem that this version of the Chiefs has ever faced. And it's that they were not going to be a good pass blocking team. And there was nothing that they could do about it. Their best option was to take their all pro guard and move him over out of position and then make themselves work. Like it wasn't solvable. They weren't going to be able to fix that. And we knew it all season long. And yeah, they kept getting fluky wins, but it was the elephant in the room the whole time. Like, man, are they going to be able to? So this year, that is not the problem. And it's really whether you think what faces them is like the challenges that face them. Are they solvable challenges? I think that they are for the regular season. But the question for me, like the biggest takeaway and the biggest point of concern yesterday, even though I'm the most annoyed by the special teams mistakes and the pick six was a really poorly timed pick six, the biggest overall thing to worry about to me is the defense and the fact that how much better is this defense going to be at the end of the year? Like, what are you seeing that makes you think, oh, that'll be a better unit by the end of it? Because that to me is the biggest reason why the playoffs are going to be a problem.
I mean, the argument to make though, that's the thing that I came into the year most worried about is what the defense would look like. And I feel like they've proved us wrong though. And so that's what's confusing about this. Like I have to look at the stats about where they stack up.
Have they proved us wrong? Because before Lamar Jackson went out, the Ravens kind of did what they wanted to. They looked good against the Giants. I didn't think they looked very good against the Chargers. And they looked okay against the Eagles, but the Eagles have been offensively challenged all year anyway. So how good of an offense are the Eagles right now? Not great. So the two teams that they've played, we'll call it three, right? We'll call it the three teams that they've played that we would, because the Chargers at the time were great. Now they've got all the injuries, but they didn't in that opener. That offense scored 27 on them. The Ravens scored 20. What did they have before Lamar Jackson went down? And Lamar Jackson had the mistakes. That Ravens, they were moving the ball all over the Chiefs. And Jacksonville obviously moved the ball all over the Chiefs last night. So the competent offenses that they've played have found a lot of success. Like I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, yeah, they held the Giants to 9 points. What's going to happen when they play the Lions and the Cowboys and the Bills and the Colts right now, the Commanders, like they're going to play some offenses that are going to give them hell. And in the regular season, yeah, they could probably get into some shootout cities and be fine, just like they would have been last night, should have been last night. But when it gets to the postseason, the weather turns bad. What if you walk into a game and you've got 20-mile-per-hour winds? That's where I think they're going to have a hard time. And that's where, and I don't know, like, can the defense get better? Like, what, you know, can these young guys step up? I suppose that they can. And I don't want to not have any faith in Steve Spagnuolo. That would be a stupid thing to do. So it's just, to me, it's a harder thing. It has become to me what the offensive line was last year. Can they overcome that? And we're talking about winning a Super Bowl. We're not talking about making the playoffs. That's what, making the playoffs, they'll be fine. They're going to make the playoffs. They'll be just fine. Winning a Super Bowl, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the question, is if they can get better. And I mean, they're young guys that are, I mean, like Joshua Williams, this is his first year starting at cornerback. And like, he'd ranked, like, not to dig into analytics or anything like that, but he's ranked highly among his peers of playing cornerback this year. And, you know, Noel Williams had a really good start to his year as well. And so those are both of those guys' first time ever getting, you know, starts, like reasonable playing time for this Chiefs defense. So you think that it might get better. You know, they're still – I say all this stuff about the secondary. I just pulled this up. They still have the seventh best passing yards per game, or, you know what I mean, least passing yards per game allowed in the NFL. They're 12th worst in rushing yards allowed, though, and they're basically middle of the pack in points allowed. So I don't know. I don't really know. I think that the thing is what made their defense so good in years past is they didn't really have the superstars outside of, you know, Chris Jones was awesome for all those years. It still is awesome. But I think that the reason that their defense was so good was Spags, like you said. I think it's more of a coverage type of thing. I think that they would get coverage sacks. I think that they'd bring the random blitzes. Like, I don't think it was a matter of guys making plays so much as it was just nobody knew what Spags was going to dial up and call, because that's what he did really well. He'd bring random blitzes and everything of that nature. And so I think that I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing that you watch the film and you figure something out of what works and what doesn't work. But I don't think that I'm as concerned about that as you are.
Let's talk about the defense. We'll dig into some of the numbers, because the numbers don't necessarily back what I'm saying. Like, statistically, they've been okay. You're correct, 100%. Like, they're above average in sacks. They're above average in points allowed. They're above average in yards allowed. All of those things are true. So is the defense bad? Did the defense just have a bad game? Statistically, they have been about middle of the pack, most categories slightly above average this year. And that's fine. Is it going to get worse than that? Is that deceiving? They did get a game against the Giants in there. They got a half of football without Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, I think it's a little deceiving statistically. But even if it's not, man, their schedule and the offenses that they're going to have to play. Like, I don't really care how good their defense is necessarily when they play the Raiders a couple of times. But some of the offenses they're going to have to play, Detroit, Washington, Buffalo, Denver, Indianapolis, Dallas, Denver again. Is the defense going to be good enough to hold up there? And more importantly, is the defense going to be good enough in a playoff game? That's where I have concern. I'm worried that will be the thing this year that bites them. Now, if they don't make as many mistakes, and if their special teams becomes a weapon again instead of a liability, then I think that allows a little more cushion there. But if those things, because the offense is going to be great, I don't think anybody has any doubt about that now. But if they're going to make mistakes, and if they're not going to be able to count on their kicker, and if they're going to do all of those things, that margin for error gets lessened. And is the defense good enough to make up for that margin? That's where I think they're challenged. And that's what I don't know if that, like, is that going to get better? Or are they going to have to be better everywhere else so the defense is just good enough? That's my big takeaway from yesterday. Is this defense going to be good enough?
I'll ask you this question. Let's play a game. We'll write it down. We'll revisit in January. The end of the season, heading into the playoffs, what do you think that the Chiefs' average points per game allowed will be? Right now, for context, right now it's 21.4.
By the end of this year?
Yes, end of the regular season.
Probably more like 25 or 26.
I was going to say. I don't think it's going to be more than 25, and I think that that's okay. Like, I don't think that that's anything. I mean, that'll be like basically right in median, right in the middle of the league. Like,
it'll be bottom. It'll probably be bottom third of the league. I think and it's a good question. Right now, the Chiefs are scoring 25 points a game, so that's a problem.
By the same token,
they're scoring 25 points a game right now.
I think that'll go up
to what?
28.
Right now, the top team in the league is Detroit. They're averaging almost 35 points a game. For context, the Colts are up there at 32, the Bills 30, the Cowboys 30. And I agree with you. I think that's going to get better. I think this can get close to being a 30-point a game offense again this year.
That's fine. Like last year,
well, it is. So your margin's good, but is it fine in the playoffs? And this is why I think, like, regular season, everything's gonna be okay. Like, they're gonna get to the playoffs. What about if they play a game in Buffalo and it's snowing and the wind's blowing 20 miles per hour, which is very possible and maybe even likely?
Yeah.
Then I mean, what happens?
What do you mean what happens?
Well, they can't run the ball. And is that offense, like, what is that offense that's going to be awesome going to be able to do in those conditions if the defense isn't very good? Because we know Buffalo can play in those conditions. And maybe the Chiefs can too. Maybe Patrick Mahomes will just carry the ball 18 times.
He's a snow game guy. He said that.
But they've been so good in weather games because their defense has been so good.
It's true. I will say, I do think, like, I'm trying to dig through here. I don't know the last time the Chiefs averaged 25 points allowed.
It's been 23 when Patrick Mahomes had 1,000 yards and had a great season.
23, they were the second best in the league. They only gave up 17 points.
Oh, I thought you were talking about offense. When was the last time they scored?
No. Defense allowed, here you go, 2018, they allowed 26.3 per game. So I think that there's a little bit of like, I mean, last year they were under 20. The year before that, they were under 18. The year before that,
this is an overreaction to a game last night.
I think that we can go back and look at all the successes the Chiefs had before they had a good defense. Like the Tyreek Hill years, the defense kind of stunk. And so it's like, I think that that's fine if that's what it's going to be. Like that might just be it. And that's fine. You can still win games like that. The past couple of years, the last 2 years, the offense wasn't nearly as good as it had been years past, but the defense was the best that it's been in maybe like decades, I'd wager to bet. I don't know the exact statistic, but I think that that's also swaying us a little bit, that if this wasn't the best defense in the league last year, then I think that we wouldn't be feeling the way that we're feeling about this.
Well,
I think that's helping.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And the question is, and this is the one I've been fighting all day, and maybe it's been confusing because I'm confused, is because the defense is not going to be the best in the league. Like it arguably has been the last couple of years. The offense, though, is going to be way better than it has been the last couple of years. Is that enough to outweigh the other? Possibly. But not if they keep getting penalized like this. Not if they keep having special teams mistakes. Like they've got to play sound football. I do think the offense can outweigh the defense, like the gains in the offense can outweigh or at least wash out the losses on defense. I do. But if you have all these other things continuing to happen in a playoff game, I'm not so sure. We're 5 weeks into this thing. The Chiefs can solve the things that are so, I assume. I don't know if you can solve Butker right now. That's a him thing, right? But you can solve the mistakes. You can solve the penalties. You can solve throwing a key pick six. You can solve not going for it on fourth down. You probably should have gone for it on fourth down. That's all solvable stuff. And if they can solve that, then yeah, maybe the offensive gains outweigh the defensive losses. That's totally within the range of possibilities. For the regular season, again, I think it's fine. So when we get to the postseason, is that a formula that's going to be able to win a Super Bowl? Because it's a different formula than we've seen in this recent run of Super Bowls, right? It goes back to the old school, like the first Super Bowl, probably closer to the elite offense and just good enough defense versus these last two Super Bowls, which have been elite defense and just good enough offense. I think we're going to flip that upside down. I don't know if it's going to be like, it's just not a, like, I'm not saying they can't win a Super Bowl. I would love to go bet that. I already have the Chiefs bet to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, can they? Like, what do we think about that? I think for the regular season, they are just fine. For the postseason, I don't know. I don't know what I think about that yet. I don't feel as confident in it as I did 2 years ago when they faced a little adversity. I had serious concerns last year because of the offensive line. And those, like, you could see that train coming from a mile away last year as you watched them continue to win these games. This offensive line is going to kill them in the postseason. Like, you could see it coming a mile away. I don't think you can see anything coming a mile away this year, other than the offense is going to be really good. That I think we can see. Everything else right now is just real hazy with the Chiefs.
I don't know. I go back and forth on it, I think. I think that it's good enough that it can get it done, but I do think that your Bills argument is a valid argument of – but also, I think in the same breath of that, I think that even if the defense was good, you still wouldn't feel great about going to Buffalo in a snow game.
No, you wouldn't. And like, it's weird because we don't really – and we shouldn't do this with other teams, right? Like, what are we doing? Like, we're projecting out a potential playoff game in January, but – that's what you have to do with the Chiefs because they like the goal is like the floor is the AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the floor for this team is set for itself. So how do you not think that far ahead with every single thing that we see every single week of the season? It has to be what we think about because that's what we anticipate them be. It's what they've been every year, essentially, since Patrick Mahomes has been a starter.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, they said it. If they like, I think that they said it in the Chiefs documentary. They're like, if we lose in the Super Bowl, it's a failure of a season. Like,
it is. It is. And that's not like it won't be when we look back at it, just like it wasn't ultimately with the Patriots. But in those moments, it absolutely was. And just a product.
It is because you're in. You're in the Patrick Mahomes window. Like you have to do it every year that you can because Patrick Mahomes is getting older.
10 more years. I mean,
I know, but whenever the window's closed, who's the next quarterback going to be? You know, is
I'm telling you right now,
Arch Manning Jr. going to come in? Arch Manning the third, I guess.
Get your Mahomes MVP bets in now.
I think so.
I don't know what they are. I don't know what the odds are. He's going to pile it up statistically this year. Pile it up and. Their record will have a lot to do with it. I he is going to pile up the passing yardage this year, touchdowns, like all of it. His running ability has become a big weapon. Get your MVP votes in now. And I'm not saying that as like a product of, you just watch it. It's just, they're going to be a great offense and they're not very good running the ball. So it's almost all going to come through the air and on his legs. And that's going to be a thing. So the other thing, and we have a couple minutes left on this, like what can be solved then? Well, getting Rice comes back, that helps. That doesn't solve running the ball. It doesn't solve defense. It doesn't solve penalties. It doesn't solve special teams. What can be solved from what we saw yesterday? Penalties can be solved. Those mistakes can be solved. Special teams, I'm not sure. You know, the holding on returns and stuff, that can be fixed probably, but if Butker's not Butker, there's not really anything anybody's going to be able to do about that. We'll just have to see on that. It shrinks your margin for error. The defense, I don't think they're getting any players back schematically. Can Spags do one thing or the other? Maybe. Could they make a trade? Maybe. Could they make a trade for a running back? Maybe. Because I do think running the ball would help the defense. So that'll be what we watch here. They got to beat the Lions. So they didn't beat the Lions 2-4. Man. It's a hole I think they'll dig out of, but it's a hole, man. Like,
what do you call it? Is it butt pucker in time for the Chiefs?
It's butt pucker in time, yeah. I'm not downplaying the butt pucker. It is butt pucker in time, for sure.
That's what I've been trying to say this entire time. Like, if they're 2-4, like, they might have to just win every other game if they want a good season.
Well, they might have to start thinking about 10-7 being good enough, but the good news for them is how good is the AFC West going to be? The Raiders, I was wrong. They're not very good. The Chargers, they're not going to be able to overcome these injuries. Can you chase down the Broncos? You still get to play them twice. But yeah, 2-4 is tough. But honestly, didn't we kind of think they'd be 2-4 anyway when Worthy went down and they were missing Rice? Not a lot's changed.
We're going to play this game, and it's going to be how good is Dillon Edwards? How good is Xavier Worthy? How can Rashee Rice make this team undefeated the rest of the way? We're going to drive ourselves crazy.
This is what it's like in talk radio with the Chiefs the last 3 years. They're not going to just blow through everybody. This schedule sucks. It is awful. Like, it's going to make it on, but they can't. All right, that'll do it for us on Sports Daily. We spent a couple hours on the Chiefs. We didn't get a lot accomplished. Chiefs fans, that was the kind of game it was, though. That's kind of what I expected. We're all over the place. Pretty soon, we got to turn the page and start to think about the Lions coming up. It'll be the midweek. Like, how do they beat the Lions? What kind of game is that going to be? We'll do all that the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we will have Shreyas Lotta in. Shreyas is going to join us to talk a little KU. So stay tuned for that. TJ, we'll continue to pull our hair out on this on the TV side of things tonight. My goodness.
And we haven't even talked about KU Texas Tech yet this weekend. We got a lot to get to. That game's nuts.
Shreyas will have us covered on that. That is a 13.5 point dog. Man, how do you not take KU on that? But Tech's really good. We'll have it all tomorrow for you. To Max, to DJ, thanks to Wyatt Thompson for stopping by. Thanks to everybody who commented in this morning. Hang in there, Chiefs fans. It'll be all right. We'll come back tomorrow and talk about it. See you then.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.